It is the Thanksgiving tradition, everyone. No, not yours truly gaining weight, but Survivor Series, WWE Survivor Series 2022, as of this recording, is a few days away. I am here giving you a preview, predictions, and we'll also discuss a few possible scenarios following Survivor Series. I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, yes, I am recording this a few days early because I will be going on vacation. As of right now, we do not know who the fifth member of Team Bianca will be. Although, no matter who that person is, it does not change my prediction for the outcome in that match. I will give you a prediction of who I believe that it'll be in this show. Now, as of right now, we only have five matches announced. I honestly don't know if they're going to add a sixth because of the two War Games matches that should go 40 to 50 minutes minimum. That eats up almost 2 hours of programming, especially if everybody gets their intro, theme music, video, Titantron, entrance. So, yeah, we could be looking at almost 2 hours between those two matches. Now, there is a sixth match that I know everybody out there wants to see, including yours truly. It's a match we never realized we wanted, but now we almost demand it. And I don't think it's going to happen. I say don't hold your breath. But we might as well mention it anyway. So at least when we go back in the annals of history, we can say, yeah, this is a match we should have had. And I would be shocked if it goes down. But just in case it does, let's talk about Bray Wyatt and LA Knight. You know, a match that we never thought we would want. But over the last 2 weeks on SmackDown, those two guys have just really, really shined in their impromptu angst towards each other. Does this lead to a match in Survivor Series? I say no. And look, it's not news. It's more fear on my part. But I just don't have this vibe that Bray Wyatt is wrestling anytime soon. I mean, the only person that he is going to battle is probably himself, his inner demons. And, you know, would not surprise me if we don't see him really have a, big-time match until WrestleMania. So I'm hoping, especially with Mania being so many months away, that WWE puts this guy in the ring a couple of times. So look, even if this match were to happen at Survivor Series, even if it were to happen on SmackDown, there's obviously only one outcome that we would pretty much expect, and that is Bray Wyatt coming out on top. I just don't see this happening at Survivor Series for the simple reason that, especially after what we just had on SmackDown with LA Knight laid out unconscious, why would that lead to a regular pro wrestling match at Survivor Series? You would almost feel like there has to be a special stipulation to take it to the next level, and I just don't see that happening. So, hey, we'll hold out hope that the match does go down, and if it does, Bray Wyatt gets it, but I don't believe it's going to happen. Now, this Friday, SmackDown, another stipulation that does affect War Games in some capacity, it still does not change my match prediction, and that is who has the upper advantage for War Games. It's going to be Drew McIntyre and Sheamus taking on the Usos. Now, this past Monday on Raw, we have Rhea Ripley defeat Asuka to give the one person advantage, the one woman advantage, on behalf of Damage Control. Here, I think we probably will have Drew McIntyre and Sheamus come out on top. It's not for the tag titles, so the Usos can lose this, and it doesn't affect their title reign in any way, shape, or form. Drew McIntyre, the Brawling Brutes, Kevin Owens has not had a match, but the other guys have had multiple matches over the last 2 weeks, and they have dominated. And I think going into Survivor Series, they have to continue their domination because most people out there, you know, it's a hard sell other than the idea of the ultimate feud, which is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn taking on the Usos for the tag titles at WrestleMania. We obviously have to get to that fallout between Sami Zayn and the Usos. Does it begin? Do the cracks start to appear right after Survivor Series? We will talk about it in a little bit. All right, so five matches. What a difference a year makes. I should add that as well. 1 year ago, I think the main event, the theme of Survivor Series a year ago was champions versus champions. And the main event was Big E versus Roman Reigns, champion versus champion. Roman Reigns prevailed. If I remember correctly, didn't we also have a battle royal, the 25th anniversary of The Rock, who was conspicuously absent quite a bit last year during these celebrations and anniversaries? Omos, didn't he win that one? We had Raw versus SmackDown going down a little bit. This year, it's not Raw versus SmackDown. It's just anger, you know, war. And I think we've had a pretty damn good build for Survivor Series. Are some of the match outcomes very predictable? Absolutely. There's no reason to drag this on for 30 minutes trying to make something that we know is going to be a predictable outcome seem so, you know, clouded that we really can't predict the winner. So let's get right into it. And yes, as I said earlier, I'm going to predict who I think the fifth person will be on Team Bianca. I'll probably get it wrong. And if I do, so be it. But first of all, before we get into the predictions, here's the rules for War Games that some of you may not be very familiar with. Not everybody has watched a War Games match. Not everybody is a long-time wrestling fan. So basically, we have 5-on-5, and it'll be in a double cage. Two teams will be contained in separate cages, with one member of each team starting the match. After 5 minutes, a member from the Advantage team, now if you remember on Monday, Rhea Ripley won that match, so somebody from Damage Control will come out after 5 minutes. This Friday on SmackDown will determine which team will have the advantage coming out after 5 minutes. That team member will be released into the match. And then after that, every 3 minutes, alternate members from each team will enter the match. No pinfalls, no submissions, no countouts, no exiting, nothing. While this goes on, once all the competitors, once all 10 persons are in the rings, War Games officially begins. And the only way War Games ends is if someone is pinned or someone submits. That is it. That is War Games. Let's get into predictions. Starting with probably the most predictable outcome of the entire Survivor Series, Ronda Rousey defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Shotzi Blackheart. Now, I know a lot of you out there are predicting Raquel Rodriguez to be the fifth person on Bianca Belair's team. I think introducing Raquel Rodriguez on last week's SmackDown to come out, distract Shayna Baszler a little bit, which allowed Shotzi to get the fruit roll-up leading into Survivor Series, I think Raquel will be more focused on maybe Ronda Rousey in the very near future or Shayna Baszler, or a combination thereof. Hell, maybe we'll see a tag team match in the very near future between those four women. Regardless, Shotzi will put up a good fight, but in the end, in my opinion, Ronda Rousey will retain the championship. Ronda Rousey will still be your SmackDown Women's Champion. The big question is, does Charlotte make her return? A lot of people are speculating that she will, especially if the match between her and Shotzi doesn't live up to some expectations out there. You immediately have someone make their return. You know, it shifts all the attention. So we may see a very uneventful match. Who knows? Maybe Charlotte Flair makes a return. It's going to be interesting to see. No Liv Morgan and a few other women as well. And yes, one of those women that are not on the card could very well end up being a member of Team Bianca for Survivor Series. But regardless of what transpires in this match, Ronda Rousey retains the SmackDown Women's Championship. All right, next, Seth Rollins defending the United States Championship against Austin Theory and Bobby Lashley. What a difference 2 weeks makes, huh? For Austin Theory. 2 weeks ago, about 95% of the net thought that Austin Theory was being buried, and that was Vince's guy, and Triple H has nothing for him. And even though we all knew that that was asinine, that people were speculating that. We see now what the plans are for Austin Theory. That guy is going to be a major superstar for this company. Somebody was pointing out, even if you watch this past Monday on Raw, him standing sideways looking at the backstage monitor at Seth Rollins cutting a promo, Austin Theory's arms are like this. I mean, the guy is jacked. He's got the look. He is smooth on the mic. He is great in the ring. I mean, how do you not expect this guy's going to be a major, major player? I think the only reason why this is a three-way match is because Bobby Lashley can be pinned, and it's not going to hurt Bobby Lashley in any way, shape, or form. Austin Theory, after this two-week resurgence, I think it would be foolish to have him get pinned in this match. And there's no question Seth Rollins retains here. Yeah, they could jump the gun, give the championship right back to Austin Theory. Personally, I think that would be a huge mistake. Maybe Austin Theory is this close of winning the United States Championship at Survivor Series. And maybe he's about to pin Bobby Lashley. And Seth Rollins maybe gives him a curb stomp, throws him outside the ring, and Seth Rollins steals the pin. Regardless, Seth Rollins will retain United States Championship. Next on the list, AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. Now, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to see Rhea Ripley and Mia Yim in their quarters, especially if we get the women's War Games match first. I think these women will put each other through hell in that War Games match, and if that's the case, I don't think either woman participant should be in the corners of the Judgment Day in the OC here. So this really just leaves AJ versus Finn with the OC in one corner, and you have Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio in the other. This is going to be a fun match. Finn Balor has had a boatload of victories lately. A lot of people feel that AJ Styles needs some substantial win here, and I agree 100%. Maybe I'm kind of rooting for AJ Styles a little bit more than predicting it, but I want to see AJ Styles come out on top on this one. Look, no question, if you follow my shows, I have talked about how Finn Balor, for me, as far as his work in WWE, and listen, I miss the Demon, and some of his work over the years has been incredible for WWE, no question. But in recent years, culminating with him tumbling off the top rope in that match with Roman Reigns, Finn Balor has been on fire with Judgment Day, especially over the last 2 months. Coming out of the I Quit match with Edge, Finn Balor's been on fire. I think Finn Balor can afford to lose this match. I'm going with AJ Styles to take it. So, already, this leaves the women's War Games match and the men's War Games match. I know there's a lot of you out there asking me, DT, who do you think the fifth member will be? Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, hey, Candice LeRae, she has a reason to want to get revenge on Damage Control. I feel you. Some people have said in some ways Raquel Rodriguez. Some people say Becky Lynch. I think Becky Lynch makes a hell of a lot of sense because Becky Lynch, you know, out with the injury, and, you know, the perception storyline is that Damage Control was responsible for it in some ways. So I would love to see Becky Lynch back. I just personally think it might be a little bit premature. I don't think Becky Lynch showing up in Survivor Series would be ideal, in my opinion. I almost feel like whoever the fifth person is, it's almost like a one-off. And not only that, even though, you know, when you see who my prediction is for the team to win, I think coming out of this, if you look at the participants in this match, what feuds come out of this? The only match that I see coming out, of course, Io Sky and Asuka, you know, we want to see that turn into a feud. I don't know how much that'll go. And remember, we have tag team championships that are involved as well. So Sky and Kai, you know, they're going to be a tag team coming out of this. So one-on-ones with a, you know, hardcore feud, I don't see that. The only match I see coming out of this is Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. Rhea Ripley, probably the most dominant female currently on the roster who's probably had the best momentum. She hasn't had that many matches since she returned from injury. But Rhea Ripley is on another level right now, in my opinion. And I think Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair, a feud for that Raw Women's Championship, is the perfect way to go coming out of Survivor Series. So whoever that fifth person is for Team Bianca, that person could be a one-off. And I think some of you are now starting to see where I'm going with this, that that person doesn't necessarily have to have a feud coming out of this, that this person shows up, gets some revenge, and then leaves. So who do I think that last member will be? Look at your screen, and for my friends on audio only, I will tell you. I did a little Photoshopping here. It didn't come out all that great, but I think it came out good enough. Who do I think the fifth person will be? I think it'll be Beth Phoenix. I think it will be Beth Phoenix. I think Beth Phoenix will be that fifth person. And I think Bianca Belair's team definitely wins this one. I know Bayley has been on quite a bit of a losing streak lately, but Kai and Sky still have the tag titles. Bayley has been great as a heel. Sure, damage control. A lot of people online have mixed feelings as far as their run in the last month or two. But I expect that to change, and we're going to see some shifts as far as feuds coming out of this. Bianca going with Rhea Ripley post-Survivor Series would definitely help get Bayley away from Bianca Belair. Who Bayley feuds with next is anybody's guess out there. But I personally think Beth Phoenix, she shows up, she gets revenge after the I Quit match, and she is gone again. So I'm going with Beth Phoenix to be the fifth person. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Again, I know a lot of you are saying Liv Morgan, a lot of you are saying Charlotte Flair, a lot of you are saying Becky Lynch. So me, I'm going to go a little bit against the grain. I'm going to go with Beth Phoenix, and Bianca's team will be the survivors in this match. I personally think that's the only way to go. And it's going to be an interesting, you know, fallout from this, because, you know, usually, especially with WWE creative, you know, there's usually a balance. And I don't want to use just the straight up terms baby faces and heels, but here in this case, you know, as far as babyface outcomes, we may see it a little bit on the heavy side for this event. So this leads now to your main event, co-main event. The Bloodline taking on the Brawling Brutes, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens. Now, you know, Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns, do I want to see that feud again? I don't know, because Roman Reigns is Teflon right now. He's not dropping the titles. He's invincible right now. And, you know, Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens was a great feud 2 years ago, but we never felt really any suspension of disbelief that Kevin Owens had a shot of taking that title. I mean, I remember when they had that street fight, you know, some people were like, hey, maybe, you never know. And especially 2 years ago, who would have ever thought Roman Reigns would still have the championship at this stage of the game? But right now, Roman is not dropping championships. So I don't know if I want to see Kevin Owens versus Roman again. I have been pitching for Sheamus versus Roman Reigns. Sure, Roman ain't losing to Sheamus either. But you know what? I think it would be a nice, fresh feud. And I think that could be something that comes out of Survivor Series. But for me, there's only one scenario, in my opinion. You know, Sami Zayn is going to start causing cracks in the Bloodline. You know, this past Friday on SmackDown, something a little goofy. You know, Sami Zayn predicts victory for the Bloodline at Survivor Series, and Jimmy Uso gets pissed off at that, which made no sense. But Sami Zayn now getting a little bit too outspoken, a little too, you know, into himself. I still think Sami Zayn is the one who gets pinned in this event. And I think, you know, all will be forgiven as far as the Bloodline goes, because remember, there is no stipulation coming out of Survivor Series that Roman has to defend the championship against anybody there. There's no stipulation coming out of it that the Usos have to, you know, defend it against some of these guys or they have any disadvantage. This is just war, pride. And Sami Zayn losing is not the end of the world, but Sami Zayn getting that loss, you know, no one else in the bloodline would have lost. Sami Zayn would be the only person would have lost here. See, you got to understand something. You look at Survivor Series over 35 years, Survivor Series matches, you could have multiple survivors left on a team. Here, it is one person pinned, one person submits. That's it. So only one person on that women's side, out of 10 women, only one person is going to lose. On the men's side, only one person is going to lose. Now, on the women's side, I know this is a little bit unfair, but honestly, my gut feeling tells me that Nikki Cross would be the one to be pinned. You know, I think almost everybody feels that that's probably the way they would go. On the men's side, I can't help but to think Sami Zayn takes the loss. And then it leads to SmackDown, a little bit uneasiness. Sami Zayn, you know, got the loss. You know, hey, it's not the end of the world, but, you know, Jimmy Uso, you know, maybe a little bit gloating about it. Roman Reigns, a little bit pissed off about it. Solo Sikoa, pretty much, you know, neutral. Here's the only other scenario I look at. And we got the Royal Rumble in January. And then we have the road to WrestleMania. Most of you out there believe it's going to be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos at WrestleMania, with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn winning the tag team titles and dethroning the Usos, their record reign. They could hold off the bloodline turning on Sami Zayn until the Royal Rumble or even afterwards. Because remember, the Royal Rumble's in January and WrestleMania is not until early April. So we still have months to build. Now, Kevin Owens, I think, now you remember about 6 weeks ago, they started planting that seed and then they stopped. They stopped in their tracks when Kevin Owens was trying to get through to Sami Zayn that the bloodline was using you. So Sami Zayn, if he loses at Survivor Series, bloodline will get a little bit annoyed and maybe a little nasty to Sami Zayn. Maybe Sami Zayn's got to have some punishment as a result to prove that he should still belong in the bloodline. And Kevin Owens maybe starts to try to get through to Sami, look, they're going to, you know, they don't care about you. They don't distance to that. And then something happens, and then Kevin Owens says, see, I was right. And then Sami realizes that Kevin Owens was right. And then it leads to the feud culminating at WrestleMania. The thing is, Survivor Series may be way too early for that to begin. A Sami Zayn loss doesn't mean they turn on him right after Survivor Series. So this could lead to December or January. So the big question is, do you start the cracks now or do you wait until January? My honest opinion, you start them now. Sami Zayn takes the pin. I don't know if it'll be Kevin Owens, though. I think maybe Drew McIntyre or Sheamus gets the pin on Sami Zayn. And I think as a result, maybe this leads to Sheamus and Roman Reigns afterwards. But I just feel, I've been saying this for about 2 or 3 months now, I got to stick to it. Nothing has really changed the way I feel about it. Sami Zayn takes the loss and you get the Brawling Brutes, Drew McIntyre, and Kevin Owens to get the win here. So again, when you look at Survivor Series, it is very babyface heavy as far as the winners go. But I think this is necessary to spawn. Now look, on the women's side, after the match is over, Rhea Ripley could destroy Bianca or somebody else. And then that could just lead to a feud afterwards. But those are my predictions. So, you know, short, sweet, to the point. And I hope everyone out there enjoys Survivor Series this Saturday. Now, as far as a recap, I will be returning to New York on Sunday afternoon. So Sunday night, 8.05 p.m., right here on YouTube, I will be live giving you a recap of Survivor Series, talking about the highs, the lows. We'll see how our predictions ended up. We'll see what maybe leading post-Survivor Series. And we'll also do a little bit of a sit-down episode, which is like Q&A, feedback. I'm sure a lot of you are going to have a lot of things to say coming out of Survivor Series. So, you know, if you're around Sunday night, 8.05 p.m., join me right here. and we'll talk about it. So everyone, it's been real. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. All the best to you. Thank you for always supporting the channel. On the way out, if you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Hit that thumbs up. If you know anyone out there that may like the channel, let them know about it. You know, being a subscriber here is free. And if you want a little bit more, become a channel member, patreon.com/DonTony. You know the deal. Everyone, have a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy Survivor Series. Enjoy SmackDown. Enjoy Rampage. Enjoy Dynamite. Wow, there's a lot of wrestling coming up later. Enjoy Impact. I'm out of here, everyone. Much love.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster. For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody-good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the host. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. It doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who've claimed they care the most for your life. And now? Now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.